a show of force against Sri Lanka's President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and his administration. Services were disrupted as thousands of workers joined a one-day strike, demanding the government's resignation.
We are telling the government very clearly, they should heed to the message of the working class or else it won't just be one day. We will work towards longer stoppages and paralyze the country if we have to chase Gotabaya Rajapaksa.
Teachers, dentists, postal workers, railway staff and bankers were among the many thousands of people who stayed away from work to join colleagues in marches like this one in Colombo. They say they will lend their full support to the protest movement against a government they say is inefficient and corrupt and has only looked after its own needs, not the people's.
Our system was political system, administrative system. They are very ineffective system. We want to change that into an effective one.
Strikers marched to the president's office, where anti-government protest entered their 20th consecutive day on Thursday. Similar marches and protests were held in each district, bringing striking workers. Here outside the main government hospital in Chilao in northwest Sri Lanka, nurses carried a coffin, symbolizing what they say is the final journey of the present government. Train stations were deserted, even the main railway station in Colombo, the nerve center for commuters. And bus stops were crowded, with people hopeful they can board the few buses on the roads. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and his government are fighting major battles on the economic and political fronts. The government has no money to pay for food, medicine, fuel and other essential imports after its foreign reserves fell to alarming levels. The government is talking to the IMF, World Bank and friendly countries to raise emergency funds. But newly appointed Finance Minister Ali Sabri has admitted things will get hard before they get better.
Union leaders say today's work stoppage is just a token of what they can do. They warn that if the government does not heed calls to leave, they will launch much worse. Minel Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.